Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful Andrea Donsky. And I have to say, you know, I love the warm weather. The humidity is not my friend. I can't stand it when it sticks to your face and you just feel blech. I don't know if you ever notice that, but anything I can do to improve my skin, especially in the summer,
good for my
I am
hair.
All for. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started. Anyway, we've got the wonderful Christine Horner, MD, FACS. We're going to be talking about simple summer detox to improve our skin and our energy levels. Dr. Horner, welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, like I said, I mean, it's funny. My husband came home from a run the other day and he's like, and it was super humid. He's like, I love this weather. I'm dripping with sweat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it drips on me with the humidity. It's like someone put paste in it or something. I don't know if you've experienced that feeling, but I want to do something to help my skin because it's pretty clear. But then it seems like with all the humidity and all the stickiness, it can definitely feel uncomfortable. So what are some recommendations, Dr. Horner?
Well, you know, I'm just kind of like focusing on the simplest things that you can do, and based in a 5,000-year-old system of medicine called Ayurveda, which is a traditional system of medicine from India, they say that one of the simplest things that you can do but has really profound effects is to simply drink sips of hot water, warm water throughout the day. So that keeps your digestion going. It opens up the channels and purifies your skin. I mean, people talk about how much their skin improves and actually improves weight loss, you know, too. So that's a very simplest thing that you could do. Now, what they also recommend is really helping to support your liver during this time because the liver is considered the great detoxifier. So there's a lot of different things that you can do that will improve your liver enzyme function. And one thing that they found is that mushrooms will actually stimulate the detoxification enzymes as well as the antioxidant enzymes in the liver. And so consuming mushrooms, now, of course, it's always tough to do therapeutic doses of mushrooms every day. So there's some supplements, you know, that you can take. And the one I've been most impressed with is one called AHCC, which stands for active hexose correlated compound. And HCC is from Japan, hundreds of studies, and shows that it also really helps to support the immune system and lowers your risk of many different kinds of cancers, as well as infections and viruses and bacteria. Now, you can also consume foods that help to support the liver besides the mushrooms, and that is like artichokes, you know, are really excellent. Dandelion leaves actually help to purify your blood and are considered a diuretic, but a dandelion root is something that helps to support the liver enzymes. And then milk thistle is also a herb that you can take that is extremely beneficial for the liver.
You know, I love that you mentioned mushrooms. It's actually one of my new favorite things. And I've been taking cordyceps every day because I know that it's supposed to help with adrenal function. So you're saying it's AHCC. That's the name of the supplement that you... Then does it have a mix of mushrooms like cordyceps and all the different types of mushrooms?
It's actually a subspecies of shiitake mushrooms, but the way that they've created it, it actually absorbs into the system better, and they found that it's most effective at supporting every single cell type in the immune system, and they actually prescribe it in the hospitals in Japan. If you get cancer, you're treated with it because the survival statistics are so much better.
Wow, that's incredible. And where could people find this supplement?
Just online, you know, it's a great place. Also, you know, I have it on my website, which is drchristinehorner.com. But, you know, checking it out online is the best place, you know, to find it. The other thing I highly recommend is to do antioxidants during your detox. And that's because as you detox, it kicks up oxygen-free radicals. So you kind of want to mop those up. And I'm a big fan of using what we call superfoods. So those are foods that have very concentrated amounts of nutrients, and they're almost all really high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory. So we've heard of things like goji berries and acai and so forth. But one that I was reading about was lychee fruits. And lychee fruits are from Asia. Mm, all of these have an active polyphenol in them that gives them a very specific pharmacy, but the one of lychee fruits is called oligonol, and oligonol has been shown to have many different anti-aging properties, including helping to protect your skin from ultraviolet radiation damage and helping to keep the elastin and collagen fibrils strong so that it minimizes wrinkling.
You know, you mentioned drinking the warm water throughout the day. Now, I've also heard that the first thing you should do when you wake up is have the warm water with lemon. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to help with digestion as well and help your liver.
That's right. And, you know, it helps you to for elimination, you know, too. So it's just that warm water, purified water, or adding, you know, the lemon to it, which is very alkalizing, but it's something that keeps the digestive tract kind of moving. And like I said, opening up those channels within your body, and the healing effects of it are really profound.
You know, Dr. Horner, I'm curious how you went from an MD, and you were a plastic surgeon, to looking at this more holistic, I'd say naturopathic way of thinking.
Well, you know, as a plastic surgeon, and I think there's a lot of MD doctors that, you know, have this same kind of realization when they're in their practice, is that, you know, I'm noticing, I'm doing lots of breast reconstructive surgery in particular, and noticing that my patients were getting younger and younger until they finally, they were in their 20s when I'm doing breast reconstruction on them. And I thought, okay, something's way wrong with this. So I started looking for answers and found that there's a strong association between the risk of breast cancer and what your diet and lifestyle is. So it's kind of the number one influencer. In fact, they think that 95% of the cases of breast cancer could be prevented just through diet and lifestyle alone. And then I got introduced to the system of medicine, Ayurveda, because I was definitely looking, you know, to see about this approach to natural health. And one of the first things that I did was to go to an Ayurvedic spa in Fairfield, Iowa, where they do a detoxification procedure called Pancha Karma. So Pancha means five and Karma means actions. But basically, it was designed 5,000 years ago to help to get toxins out of the body way before we had all the toxins that we have present in the world, you know, today. And so I went there and had these treatments, which are kind of luxurious spa treatments. They're not uncomfortable or hurtful or anything like that, but very luxurious and relaxing. And about 48 hours into it, I looked in the mirror and I looked 10 years younger and never felt better in my life. And that's when I thought, okay, I understand what my plastic surgery patients want is this youthful, healthy glow, which cannot be done with a scalpel and cannot be done with topical chemicals. So really beauty comes from within. Yes, it's important what you do topically, but it's way more important what you do internally and how you take care of yourself. And so that is the whole topic of my new book, which is called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty. And it goes through absolutely everything that has shown statistically to be important for you to achieve extraordinary health and longevity.
Well, I love that. And I think, you know, I think it's great. And I love that you're talking, obviously, since you're a doctor for reconstructive breast surgery. You know, one of the things I took up recently, I see a doctor, a homeopathic doctor here who does thermograms. And I go every year and get a thermogram done. And he was saying that he saw women who started boxing, who took up boxing. He saw a difference in their breasts and the health of their breasts. And so it's funny, about a year ago, I started boxing. And I'm just curious from your point of view, you know, what are some things, like obviously there's exercise that we can do to help, you know, the health of our breasts. What are some foods are there certain foods, like I know flax seeds have been shown to show, you know, lower rates of breast cancer. What are, you know, really quickly, let's say in 30 seconds or less, what are some things we could do to help really help the health of our breasts, keep them healthy?
Sure. So I divide it between things you shouldn't do and should do, and, you know, avoiding red meat and sugar and processed food and favoring organically grown fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. So getting exercise every day, no matter what it is, getting the right sleep at the right time, so going to bed by 10 o'clock and getting up by 6 o'clock, hugely important. And the most important thing is being in loving, supportive relationships.
I love that you said that, and it's so true. Well, thank you, Dr. Horner, for being on our show today. And you mentioned your website, but I'm going to repeat it. It's drchristinehorner.com. And you can also follow you on Twitter at drhornermd, correct?
That's right.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care of your breasts. Stay well.